Troopergate investigation finds Palin abused her power. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Saturday, October 11, 2008. An Alaskan legislative investigation, nicknamed Troopergate, concluded Friday that Vice Presidential candidate Sarah Palin had abused her power unlawfully during her time as Alaska governor. The report, released by Bipartisan Investigation Committee, found that Palin had violated the State Ethics Act when she allowed her husband to pressure former Commissioner of Public Safety Walt Monaghan into firing State Trooper Mike Wooten. Wooten is the ex-brother-in-law of the Palin family. Monaghan complained that his firing was based on his refusal to fire Wooten. However, the panel found that she was well within her rights to fire Monaghan because of a disagreement on budget cuts. Sarah Palin had knowingly permitted a situation to continue where impermissible pressures were placed on several subordinates in order to advance a personal agenda, the report went on to say. Todd Palin, her husband, admitted to trying to forcefully remove Wooten because of alleged allegations such as driving under the influence, threatening Palin's father, and using a taser gun on his son. The pressure came after a hostile divorce between the governor's sister and Wooten, who was accused of threatening the family. The governor's explanations for her reasons for firing Monaghan had been inconsistent, from denying a personality conflict to insubordination and incompetence. She consequently denied, however, the firing being related to Wooten. The Palins make no apologies, a statement released by her campaign said, for wanting to protect their family and wanting to bring attention to the injustice of a violent trooper keeping his badge and abusing the workers' compensation system. While the investigative committee had agreed unanimously to release the report, a few Republicans on the panel had attempted to halt the investigation, citing political bias. Republican Senator Gary Stevens warned voters to be cautious and to realize there's much more in it than just the one-page findings. For Wikinews, this is Kevin Fields. This sound file and all text in the article are released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. This sound recording was made on Saturday, October 11th, 2008.